Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to take you to the scripture where Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, "And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing." Now, I love this picture. I don't know about you, but everybody loves a winner. I love a winner. You love a winner. Everybody wants to be a part of a winner. If you think back just a few years ago when the Falcons went to the Super Bowl, every corner, people were selling t-shirts, hats, and they were packed. There was this little store that had opened up at the corner of Peachtree Industrial and Pleasant Hill Road here in Atlanta, and they took a storefront. I mean, this is probably about, 3,000 square feet, and all they did was they had pre-printed junk, pens, lighters, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, hats, you name it, they had it. I mean, from floor to ceiling was Falcons Super Bowl stuff. And you know what was amazing? They literally had a line outside the door because they could only fit so many people in there. And it stayed that way 8-10 hours a day for a couple of weeks. I'd never seen anything like it. You know why? Because everybody loves a winner. Well, Paul is saying you can win. You can be the Olympic gold medalist. Your chest can hit the tape first. You can hit the top of the mountain, whatever it is. He says, "And now the prize awaits me." But at the end of the verse, he says, "And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to his appearing." Now, the picture here that Paul is saying is, you win when you chase after Christ. When you chase after Jesus, when you literally put your feet to the fire and run after becoming more like Christ, he's saying, you win. I mean, no matter what, you win. Do you remember that scene from Rocky? And he's with his wife, and he's got to go fight the fight. And you know what Adrian says? "You can't win, Rocky. You can't win." I hear that in my head, and I think to myself, Paul is saying, no matter what Adrian thinks, no matter what Satan wants to whisper in your ear, no matter how much self-doubt you may have, at the end of the day, I want to remind you that Paul, in being fully and completely inspired to write and pen these words by the Spirit of God, says he's won the prize, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give him on the day of his return. Now, the return is twofold. I want you to remember that many of us might go to be with the Lord before he returns. But if not, when he does return to claim his people, to claim his church, then that award is waiting. I want you to know, we all have the ability to hit the tape first. We all have the ability to scale the mountain first. We all have the ability to win the gold medal, the crown of righteousness. But listen to what he says. We win that when we eagerly look forward to his appearing. So that would tell me I got to do three things as we wrap up this podcast today. Number one, I've got to set my eye on the prize. I've got to determine that I'm going to set my eyes, my ears, my senses, my direction. I want to become more like Christ today. Number two, I want to put feet to it. I want my mind to change my attitude and my attitude to change my actions so that where I head, I'm heading toward Jesus. And number three, I want what I seek in my life and my dreams, my goals and my desires and my life, my day, my week, my month, my next 10 years. I want the desired outcome that I am more like the child of God. I am more like Jesus the Lord every moment of every day. And now the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of his return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all Remember, friend, for all. But who's all? Anybody who will eagerly look forward, press toward, chase after the Lord Jesus and his appearing. Friend, today, go win, because I promise you, in him, you've already won. God bless you, and thanks for joining us on this weekday podcast. I hope you'll jump over and listen to our sister podcast, The Weekday Meditation, as well. What a wonderful time it is to find quietude, solitude, and power as it gives you direction in meditative prayer, and I look forward to seeing you there at weekdaymeditation.com. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.